Actually, it's wrong date.
May 31st.
31st.
This is an interview with approximately 0830. Okay. Shannon, you were one of the AMR personnel, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you're the paramedic. Now, were you the first there with your partner, or? Okay.
We were the first emergency response unit there.
Okay.
Yes. Was there people there?
Okay, who was there before?
There was a bystander, a lady bystander that was there, and an off-duty firefighter that was there, and an off-duty officer there from, I believe, LA County. Shirt on, that's how I knew.
Okay, now, just kind of give me a run through of what you saw when you got there. I mean, what was the, as far as you understood it, what was the nature of the call when you were going there?
Well, we didn't know it was officer involved. We knew it was a shooting, and that was it. We were told that SO had cleared the scene, and that we were clear to get in. That's okay. All we knew.
All right, and when you drove in, you saw what?
When we drove in, we saw the officer laying on the curb in the grass area on the side of the road next to his cruiser.
Okay, behind or front?
In front of, in the front side of his, the front end of it.
Okay.
Laying face up with the officer, Halliday, helping, holding gauze on his chest. They had already cut his shirt off, taken his vest off.
Okay. Now the wound that he, I don't know how many times he was shot, I have no idea. So
he has two holes.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the same shot or
shots. All right, so it was in the upper body area?
Yeah, it is. One, looks like it just missed his vest up by his shoulder on the front of his chest, and then one up the side of his left arm.
Okay. And when we were first notified of the shooting, they said he was maybe possibly wounded in the stomach, or is that incorrect?
The only thing I got was that it was a shooting. I was not told any more information.
Okay, so the captain was already rendering first aid then?
Yes.
Okay. And this other LASO guy, you knew that because he was...
Well, because I said, who secured... I said, did we secure the weapon yet? And the officer said that there's an off-duty LA that had already secured the weapon.
Okay. Hold on a second. We're going to pause the interview here just for a second. Okay, we're back on the record. So when you go ahead and just tell me what happened when you got there as far as what you did, and then I'll ask you a question at the end.
Okay. So I walked up. I noticed it was an officer who was given a report by the captain and started talking to Scott, asked him if he was having any trouble breathing. He said no. I listened to his lungs. My partner started to take a blood pressure on him. We continued to cut off the rest of his clothes to make sure we weren't missing any holes. Then some more help came, showed up. We proceeded to pick Scott up off the ground, put him on the
Did Scott give you any details about what had happened? Or?
He said that he pulled behind the guy, got out of his cruiser to go see what the guy was doing, and as soon as he got out, he started getting shot at. And he said he turned to go back to his cruiser and returned fire.
Okay. Now, when you say he was in front of the cruiser, was he? Do you remember if he was on the to the right of it?
He
like
was
if you're sitting
he
in.
He was in
the right.
Front and to the right. If you're, he was on the passenger side of
okay.
the cruiser.
Okay.
The cruiser was parked on the curb. Next to the grassy area up there.
Okay.
And he was in front of and to the right side of the cruiser.
Okay. Now, you didn't, at this point, besides Scott, there's nobody, you didn't know about anybody else being injured?
No.
Okay. And now, besides the captain and the LASO deputy, and then you said there was another female.
There was a lady there. I don't know who she was. She had some blankets and a first aid kit that got brought out.
Okay.
I don't know if she was a bystander.
Okay. Now, so besides the cruiser, there's no other vehicles there.
There's no other vehicles there that I saw. I think the captain's vehicle was across the road.
Okay.
But the only vehicle that was there was the cruiser.
Okay. Did Scott tell you what kind of vehicle the suspect was in?
No, he didn't.
Okay. All right. And Did he mention how many shots he thought were fired at him?
No, he didn't say the number.
Okay, did he mention how many shots he fired?
He just said he returned fire.
Okay, all right. And you guys immediately left the scene and then brought him over here?
That's correct.
Okay.
As soon as these guys got on, we loaded him up and left.
Okay, all right. So you guys were there at the same, you guys got there right after or right before?
We got there right
after they did.
Yeah, okay. Right after they did.
Okay. Alrighty. Is there anything else that I'm missing here? I mean, anybody else that was there with? No, there was.
Those are the only people I saw. I couldn't attest to the fact that there was a reporter there and stuff, but I don't know if there were any other.
Okay.
Any other people there? Those are I kind of focused in. Those are the three people that I saw there.
Okay. Now, as far as AMR personnel, it was you and Mike Adelson. Was there anybody else there?
Not from AMR, no.
Okay.
There was a BC that.
Chief, that's okay. All right,
He showed up at his battalion. He was dispatched to the call.
Oh, okay.
And showed up just before these guys did.
He works it out of Station 54.
Okay.
It's Battalion 1.
Okay. And you guys are, just to make sure where you guys are at, you guys are at Station 34, both of you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and, unless you can remember anything else.
I can't remember
okay. anything. Not anything specific about what Scott may have said or?
No.
Okay, all right, then I'll go ahead and cut you loose. That way you can get a hookup with your partner.
Do you want me to send him in? Do you need
Actually, let me finish with them and then I'll have them, I'll have him come. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, time's approximately 09:37. This will be a continuation of the interviews regarding the officer-involved shooting. This morning, they're this morning at the officer-involved shooting on Brittany.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you arrived after AMR?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you go ahead and tell me what you did or what your involvement was when you arrived?
We got dispatched to the call. Medic Engineer 52 were also dispatched to the call. En route to the call, we get canceled. In 52, we're coming over to assist AMR. They get diverted to another shooting, and they redispatch us, Medic Engineer 34, to go to the call. As we arrive on scene, we see the patrol car. We see the victim laying in the grass, kind of off the curb, in front of his patrol car. We saw AMR. They were there. They're working on him. We came out of the fire engine and we assisted AMR, whatever it is that they needed. Saw the bystanders were there also helping and assisting with AMR.
Okay, so just to confirm, you also saw the LASO deputy, the off-duty LASO deputy that was there?
No, I never saw him. I was asking AMR what I can help with, and at that point we just assisted them and loaded Scott up to the gurney.
Okay, all right. So you yourself, you guys weren't involved in the actual first aid part of it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you were. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I never saw the officer. We just came in, helped the AMR. We helped them with the dressing and so forth.
Oh, okay.
And we loaded up into the gurney. We cut up some of his additional clothing to make sure that there's no additional wounds there. Put him on the gurney and put him in the ambulance. And both my partner and myself were with AMR when we're transporting him to Robles, and we're working on Scott on
the way
here.
So as far as you saw, he had one or two gunshots in the upper in the upper shoulder?
Yes, sir. On the it'll be on the left side, one to the left chest, and one into his left upper arm shoulder area.
Okay. Now both of them making neither one of them being stopped by the vest or?
It was to the side of it.
Oh, okay.
To the side of his vest.
Okay, so they both penetrated, as far as you know.
I'm sorry?
Both gunshots were
through,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right, so you loaded him up, and now you rode with him over here?
We rode with AMR over here. So did my partner, Dom, okay. And we're assisting Shannon, whatever what you needed with ALS care, hooking him up to the monitor, starting all the ALS care that we can give him.
Okay. All right. Was there any conversation between you and Scott or any of the personnel in the ambulance about what happened?
The only thing I asked Scott, basically how he was feeling, and and you were able to fire back at the suspect? He said yes. He basically was said, just, you know, try to get him. And he goes, sure, I hope I got him a little bit, but he didn't know at that time.
Okay. All righty, very good. And then obviously you rode all the way over here with them, and then you guys, I don't know what the procedure is for how you guys handle calls here. You guys just immediately take them off the gurney and he's brought right into ER.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Shannon, Dolan, and myself, we just, all the three of us were rendering care to him en route to the hospital. And when we get here, we get in, we turn the care over to the hospital and the nurses and the doctors here.
Okay.
And, and Shannon give her report what she, what kind of wounds are, anything that she finds, what the vitals are, and,
okay.
And then take over from there.
Okay, very good. All right. All right, this will be a continuation of the interviews with the emergency medical personnel and firefighters in regards to the officer involved shooting 531-2005. Okay, also, let's see. Okay. Now, you say you guys both work out of Station 34, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mike was going off duty, and we thought we were going to a fire initially. Then we heard we were going to be going to a shooting, so he tagged along. That's why we normally only have, it would be myself as a firefighter paramedic, but Mike just happened to tag along.
Okay.
Another paramedic. So
now, why don't you, even though the stories are probably going to be the same, there's going to be a little bit of variation. Why don't you tell me what happened when you guys arrived on scene?
Yeah, we pulled up I saw the deputy's vehicle parked on the shoulder there, and then we saw just a crowd of people on the lawn, and then I saw that it was a deputy. We had initially heard that it might have been a deputy, but there was a lot of confusion. We then, basically at that point, when we pulled up, they were just starting to lift Scott up onto the gurney, so we just...
Okay, we'll be back on the record here with Joseph Paul Dellum. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. So anyways, when we walked up, we just assisted with lifting Scott onto the gurney, buckling him up. Shannon gave us the rundown, kind of what was going on with them. Single gunshot to the, I think it was the left chest, and then another hole of some sort on the left arm.
Okay.
So when we got him back, we needed to establish IVs, so I made two IV attempts on Scott's right side. We did have some discussion, and I asked him, is it the same guy as yesterday? And he said, yeah, it's the same guy as yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You had a discussion with Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this discussion was with Scott. And I said, what's he driving now? And he said, black Nissan truck.
Oh, okay.
And then...
He wasn't in the white Ford Ranger anymore.
No, he said it was a black Nissan.
Okay.
So then I asked, as I was, we were just kidding back and forth about me and the IVs and firemen sticking the cops and everything else. So then I asked him if he shot back at him. He said, yeah. And then I said, I hope you unloaded on him. And he said, yeah, until my gun jammed. So.
Oh, okay. Now, did he say that, or did he run out? Did he run dry?
He said it jammed. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we'll check that, obviously.
Yeah.
excuse me. All right.
So then, just on the way to the hospital, he was in good spirits and everything, and then we got here and transferred care to the hospital.
Okay. So. All right. Now, besides doing the IV or trying to find an IV line for...
Yeah, besides sticking in...
Your other, now your partner, Michael, he's the one that was helping Shannon with the...
Right, he did most of the bandaging and stuff on Scott's chest.
Okay, all right.
And Shannon started the IVs on the other arm.
Okay, so. Now, did Scott mention to you, or did you overhear him say... What the contact with this guy was for, or why he was stopping to talk to him? Or?
No, I didn't. He had told me that he was en route to a house in Thousand Oaks on Big Sky or something, like in the Wildwood area, which is also our area, and said he just missed him at a house over there. because there was like some type of assault call or something over there, and he just missed him there, and I don't know whether they gave him information to head to go to Santa Rosa or what. So that's all he told me, was just that he was in Thousand Oaks, just had missed him at a family's home there by a minute or so, and then I'm not sure how he ended up out in Santa Rosa.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. And besides that, do you recall anything else, or was that pretty much it?
Just from the bantering back and forth, and probably that was about it.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing that he was able to banter with you.
Oh, yeah. He was in very good spirits.
He
was doing very well for being shot.
So. Excellent. Okay. I don't want to keep it any longer because I know you gotta get back to your station. Obviously, I'll call you if I have any more questions.
Yeah, please.
Let me give you my business card.
Okay.
You can hold on to it there at the station if you have any questions or anything else comes up. You or
Mike
can call me back. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And if you see Shannon's partner, if you can send him in, that'd be great.
You bet.
Thanks
all
a
right.
lot. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, sir. Good luck with this.
Thanks.
I'm glad that.
All right, the date is 5/31/2005. It's approximately 09:50 hours. I'm Detective Albert Mesa with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department, ID number 2616. This will be in regards to an officer-involved shooting that occurred on this date. Okay, now you're partnered up with Shannon, right?
That's correct.
Okay, now is it just two per unit?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Why don't you kind of just give me a synopsis of, you know, starting with when the call was dispatched.
Okay. Dispatched to a call, just said shooting, not officer down or anything. We responded code 3. When we arrived there, they had cleared us in before we got there, but when we got there, there was no police, no fire, nobody else. We pulled in, and I saw his feet, knew it was an officer by his uniform. He was laying on the ground, and there was an off-duty fireman there. He was in a off-duty fire training clothes.
Okay.
He had already applied a compress, was holding him. We started checking him out, looking around. We didn't see anybody else around at the time, a couple neighbors.
Okay.
Probably 2 to 5 minutes later, one of the fire engines arrived with two more paramedics on it. And
okay.
At that time, I went to the back to get everything ready, and they administered the care. So that's
okay.
as much involvement as I had with it
okay.
outside.
Now, you're the driver, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
and
so
I assist her as well. So.
Okay. Now, it sounded like Shannon and then the other firefighter.
Joe and Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael was helping her with putting some bandages on
correct.
Her. And doing the rest and taking some blood pressures and stuff. Now, do you get, you as a driver, I mean, obviously you're certified to do everything that they do.
Right. When I got there, I actually started to take the first blood pressure and was supplying bandages to the off-duty fire officer.
Okay.
But the way that it's triaging, you know,
yeah.
take the important thing, they sent me to the rig because they had another paramedic, so.
Okay. All right. Now, do you remember anything that Scott said about what happened?
Yes, we asked him if he recalled what happened. He was very alert and oriented. He said he was making a routine traffic stop and was fired on. That's all he had to say at that time.
Okay. All right. Now, did he ever mention that if he returned fire?
No, I didn't hear anything that I can recall about that.
Okay. His service weapon, do you know where it was at?
He actually, when one of the other officers showed up, we lifted him and he pulled his whole belt off with everything on it, so I wasn't sure whether he was near his weapon or not.
Okay.
They had already, I missed the part, is someone had already removed some of his clothing, so it was laying underneath, if it was there, it was underneath his shirt and things that had been cut off his body already.
Okay. Do you remember a off-duty LASO deputy being there?
I think that's who came on. That was the last person that I was helping before I jumped into the rig. I was just kind of scanning the scene, so I wasn't identifying people.
All right. And do you remember, was there a resident from the neighborhood there?
Yeah, there was one or two people standing by the gate kind of nearby.
Okay. All right. I haven't been down there in a while. Is that, Was that gate already open for you to go
when
in?
When I pulled up, this was outside the entrance, outside the gate.
Oh, okay.
It was right at the entrance to the gate. And to be honest, when I scanned the scene as we pull up for safety, I saw one side. I don't know if there were even two. It was closed. There were the residents there. I didn't see anybody else, you know, besides the residents and the off-duty fire officer, fire chief, whatever he is.
Okay.
And so he wasn't in the residential area or through the gate yet. He was at the front of the gate.
I know there was a battalion chief there.
Right. The battalion chief pulled up as I was going in the back of the ambulance, so I never even saw him exit his vehicle.
Okay. So you guys got him loaded fairly quickly.
Yeah. I went back to set stuff up. They got him. I had set the gurney up for them. They dumped him on the gurney, and we threw him in the back and took off.
Okay. So by the time you were leaving, other personnel had still arrived.
Correct. There was, there was more people in other ambulance. More had gone on. So. As we left en route, we heard more ambulances and fire being dispatched to shooting and assaults, which apparently was the rest of it up the hill there.
Okay.
So we had no idea.
In the same
idea,
neighborhood, you mean?
Yeah, we had no idea that he had actually gone in. We thought he was gone.
Okay, so you're saying that...
That's what someone told me. I don't have first-hand knowledge of that, so I don't want to give you wrong information.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, so... whether or not he was still within that gated community, nobody
really
knows.
We had no idea. And for us, it was a little frightening because we were cleared by dispatch, which to us usually means there's other officers on scene and everything is cool. But dispatch isn't on scene. They don't know what's going on.
Okay. So you don't remember seeing, you may or may not know about the type of vehicle he was supposedly driving at the time.
No, I saw no vehicle.
But according to one of your co-workers, Scott had told him, he had given him a description of a certain vehicle.
Yeah.
So did you, I know there's a lot going on.
Oh no, I tried to be observant and I didn't see any other vehicles. When we got there, pretty much he was obviously the center of the focus. We were the first vehicle there. Then came the battalion chief, then came the fire engine. So that's how the order that they kind of showed up.
Okay, so any outgoing traffic?
I didn't see anybody exit or egress while we were there.
Okay, excellent. Okay. All right, thank you, Michael, very much.
All right, sure. Good luck.